Hola amigos, ¿cómo están? Deseo que muy bien. Ahora les voy a leer... ¿Es la tercera o cuarta? Ok, ¿cualquier parte? No. Ahora, por el final de todo este libro, todavía nos queda mucho, pero a ver si podemos hacer este episodio tan largo que leemos todo, ¿ok? ¡Empecemos! Slammer Smackdown. Soon, a giant machine became into a full view. It stood two stories tall and looked like the Flash. The color of his costume had been reserved. The main part was yellow. A lightning bolt scared a black circle on the chest, forming a beautiful symbol. "This is incredible," X-43 said. "Why haven't we seen this robot in action?" Evil New made his way into the label near the robot's suit. Skate turret across the top. Several blueprints and handwritten notes. No wonder, X-43 said, shaking his head. "These designs are all wrong. I can't have this bad bot up and running in 2 times. "Hey, X," Pepe called from the floor. "When do we eat?" X-43 rumbled his hands together. "Grist, first we'll scare the time with this giant robot," he said. "Then Professor Zumbo asked me to join his clan, and you'll be able to his monster's wit and sweet." "Central City will be ours." The pig looked like the sound of that. He got to work helping X-43 bring the reserve last robot to life. Once they were finished, the newt climbed up to the robot. They entered the pit inside its head. Along the control panel, there were 4 levers, each one controlled an arm and a leg. X-43 took a deep breath and opened in onto the red power button. Before he pressed down, Bibi stopped him. "We'll need a name for our robot," Bibbit said. X-43 growled at him and spoke through his gritting teeth. What do you have in mind?" he asked. "How about Speedy?" replied Bibi. "I don't think so," X-43. "Zoom Zoom?" Bibi suggested. "Negative." "Okay, Revy," added Bibi. "I like it," exclaimed 43. "Now let's go!" The naughty new pushed the red button. Electricity buzzed through the massive metal man. And the eye socket lit up. Rubies was ready to rumble. Es hora que escuchen, que piensen, ¿ok? Van a escuchar ruidos, pero todavía piensen, ¿ok? Bueno, hora de seguir con nuestra historia. Meanwhile, Victor was exciting and an outdoor dinner. He just finished with his fifth afternoon milkshake in only 4 minutes. Mason and the straw inside the empty glass. He taps his head. Time sure moves around when there's nothing to do. He saw, only there was some action, even a little danger. Suddenly, a screaming crowd came running out of the town square. Help! Danger! They yelled past the turtle. Finally, Metron chilled, hopping out of his seat. Zoom! In a blur of green and red, Metron became the terrific Quasic again. Piensen un poquito, ¿ok? He swiped toward the source of the problem. In seconds, the hero can face it. To foot with a giant yellow robot. The theater reached and to a halt. Then he looked up. Who are you, Quavic one? Aloud. What do you want? X-43 spoke into a microphone. A voice boomed out of Revy's head. I am X-43, said the new, and I want this city to fear me. Now, my name. Know that I am forced to be held with. Welcome to you're off your walker, Quavic said, and laughed. Now why don't we pull this giant robot back inside its giant evil toy box? You're ridiculous. You ridiculous reptile, X-43 yelled. I'm going to make turtle soup out of you. Piensen un poquito, ¿ok? With that, the nasty newt pushed one of the puddle with his might. Rabbit's left foot left high in the air. Then they came crashing down. Kablamo! Sonic zoomed out of the way. There was now a large crater where the heroes once stood. Quasic appeared behind the robot. "You missed," Quasic said. X-43 ordered Bibi to push a different button. The robot's right foot came crashing down, and Quasic whispered again. Bibi continued to stop. Left foot, right foot. Left foot, right. Left, right. Miren un poquito, amigos. Crash, boom, bang! Quasic waved between the robot's legs. "Nice move, Big Sky," the hero said in the control. "It doesn't like you have two lead feet. Everything went back. A metal first tab shot around Quasic's body. X-43 pulled a lever, tightened the robot's grip. "Looks like someone is a little shell-locked," X-43 joked to Bibbit. The hero's shell was super strong. Unfortunately, Rebby's grip was too tight for Quasic Breasty. Soon, he was going to run out of air. Quasic needed to come up with an escape plan. Fast! Shell shocked that terrific Quasic was in a terrible bind. The lack of air was making his head. And that gave him an idea. Quasic focused all his energy. He stacked his shake plate. Soon his body broke into a million little pieces. Piensa un poquito, okay? Itty-bitty pieces slowly passed through the robot's giant metal first. Moments later, the pieces stuck back together. They took the shape of Quasic once again. "Phew," the hero said. "It's time to put the end to this robot's ramen." Quasic roared toward Heavy's head. He found a way through the robot's nose. He heard it with a loud click. Quasic was stuck. The hero shell was too wide to get through. The darkness shit has tired Quasic. It wasn't strong enough to shake apart again. X-43 thought the robot's last dome. He saw a little green lick dangling out of Rebby's nose. Moving poquito, okay? X-43 pushed a few gears and pulled a few levers. The robot's left hand came up to the nose. Its middle fingers started to pick up Quasic out. thinking fast while it read and switched and popped his, out his shell and ran towards me inside the control panel. Battling between the newt was a shell-less green creature, tiny red slides. Bien un poquito, okay? What's that? My big ass. It's Quavic. No, at 43. Get him, you fool. Flush! Bibi replayed at the spear, but could it not but air. Caught nothing but air. Quasi stood in the front of the control panel with his hands on his hips. Bibi snored. He changed the hero once again. Quasic flipped out of the way, and the new brute slammed into a level. The robot's right first left, pull out and purchase on his head. The glasses, light's eye, Rebby spiral out of control, heading into a world of power light. Let's get out of here, Glavik said, and grab the news. Bit in a bucket, okay? Okay, ya voy a leerles el resto. In a flash, the hero slides down the robot's nutshell. He pops into his shell again and zooms to safety. The three of them watch as Rebby stumbled into an electric wire. Snap! A surge of power short circuit monster's machine, shutting it down. The Vinogious vehicle towered silently over the town square. It was no longer a threat to the good citizens on their fair city. A short time later, animal control arrived. They took the sneaky salamanders back to the pet shop, where they belonged. They terrified Quasic and restored the peace and safety to Central City, for now. The next day, at Eville Pet Store, X-43 and Bip-Bip-Watt the news on the TV. The city's mayor was rewarding Quasic with a medal. The ceremony was taking place inside a museum. The bust robot had become a part of the display. Bah! Yelled X-43. He stormed into the possible end of the glass act. We could made Professor Zoom proud and become 15. Instead, we're stuck back here. It's not so bad, Bip-Bip said between mouthfuls of food. Suddenly, a man entered the store. He walked to the newsstand. "Mr. Will, I'd like to adopt these amazing creatures," said the man. X-43 looked up to see Professor Zoom. The newt hopped out of the tank into the waiting hand on his idol. "Yeah, those ones who got my robot to work," Zoom asked. X-43 and Bippy nodded. "Welcome to the family, boys," said the professor. X-43 smiled. He would finally get to work with his evil idol. The professor said, "You'll make a perfect pick for my brat of a newspaper." And, okay, espero que les guste este libro. Nos veo el siguiente domingo. Adiós.